Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
We'll be starting the show in a second. Let's kick the show off with our theme song tonight.
Show the amazing Sunday night, and this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Amazing Race fans. Tonight is November 11, 2012. It is also Veterans Day, so we hope you've had a great day and you've said thank you to an American vet today. We'd like to thank you for being here on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight, we're featuring TAR's second pit stop, hosted by Louis Stravato, who is also on Season 16 of The Amazing Race. We're also going to have a few special guests joining us tonight. One is Mr. Dan Kaminsky, and he was on the American Restoration Show on the History Channel, doing something very special, having something restored, and he is going to tell us his story tonight on the show. We can't wait for that. We're also going to have a Maxim model joining us a little bit later. I'm going to pronounce her name. Her name is Persephone L'Esperance, and I love that name. She has a contest she wants to tell us all about, and we're always happy to help out with things like that. So, on the phone with me also we have Mr. Paul from Minnesota, who does all of our audio clips, and we lovingly call him our clip master. He put together a clip that honors Veterans Day today, and I'm going to play that right now. I'd like for everyone to remember the American veterans who have done so much to keep our country, the land of the free. Think of them while we listen to this clip, please.
We would like to salute all the men and women who have served in every branch of our armed forces. As the orchestra and chorus perform the Armed Forces Medley, we invite those of you in the audience who have served or are currently serving to please stand and join in as your song is presented. United States Navy.
Paul, first of all, I want to say thank you for your service to our great country, and thank you so much for putting that clip together. And I also want to say the same thing to Mr. Luis Dravado. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you. That was amazing, Paul. God bless you. God bless all our vets. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. I put together the lyrics awfully quick and tried to put them in the chat room. I don't know if it worked out. I was feverishly trying to enter those as I went along. So I hope everybody enjoyed that, and a special shout out to Big John or Dan and the Chi-Town Joe, who are also fellow vets.
God bless them all. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
We have a very special guest, Dan Kaminsky, coming on tonight. He's a disabled vet. He does a lot with the disabled veterans himself. Can't wait to talk to him and about his project. So, pretty excited about that too. It's a sad day. I mean, you know, a lot of good men have fought and died for this country, and you know, whatever we can do to honor them, we're here. You know, I mean, I'm a civil servant. I'm a police officer. I was never in the service, never fought, never was in the military. Wish I was, but it's not the same, I don't think. You know, though some people compare it, it's not, to me, it's not. You guys are the real heroes. So thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I also, for those that don't know, Veterans Day is always on the 11th. They never change it. It's kind of like July 4th because it started on Armistice Day to mark the end of major fighting in World War I, and Armistice happened on the 11th hour of the 11th month, or 11th day of the 11th month. So, for those that didn't realize that, that's the beginning of it back after, in 1918, after World War I.
Wow. That's a piece of trivia I didn't know. That's pretty cool. Tonight we're going to have a really cool show. I mean, you got some, really nice guests. I mean, what's his surprise guest? A Maxim model? How did we get her? That's what I want to know.
Mr. Boom Boom Ben contacted me last night. She is doing a contest, and we had done this with Carissa a few years back when Ron was still with us, and Carissa had done a few shows with us, and that worked out quite well. We had, when she was in this, I believe it was the same contest, and we'll find out more in a little while, but Carissa had done the show a number of times, and now this, I love this girl's name. It's Persephone L'Espérance, and I just think that is such a beautiful name, and she is a beautiful, beautiful girl.
Where is she from? I'm trying to look her up on the computer here. And is she from the United States?
We'll find out more from Ben. If you go to Ben's Facebook page, you'll be able to see her on his page. She is beautiful, and I am more than happy to help someone who's doing a contest like this. As I said, we had helped Carissa, and I'm more than happy to help someone who's doing something like this.
Hey, Cherry, what's her name again? Because I want to type it. She's actually, Ben just told me that's the other 603.
Okay, it's Persephanie. Persephanie.
Oops.
Okay, there. Let me go ahead and bring her up, and we'll ask her where she's from and all about her.
Cool.
Persephone, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show tonight.
Hey, how are you guys?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to bring Ben up on the phone line with us since he was the one that asked you to call in.
Okay.
Ben, thank you so much for calling in as well.
What's up, my peoples?
Hey, Ben. How you doing, brother?
Good, Louie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What can we call Persephone for sure? Do you have a nickname or?
I mean, people just get real creative with it. I get P, Seth, Perseph, hey you, hey pretty girl, you know.
Persephone, can we ask you, first of all, I said that your last name was L'Espérance. Now, I don't know if that is a correct spell, a pronunciation.
Yes. Yes,
can you tell me how close I was?
You are. It's Persephone L'Espérance. It's very French, so if you say
that's
it with a French
beautiful.
Accent, but in these parts in New Hampshire, they just say L'Espérance.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that cool?
Beautiful name for a beautiful girl.
Where are you
from? I have
from?
To thank my mother for that. Very unique. Definitely makes me stand out.
She's from my hometown, Louie. Hampton, New Hampshire.
Cool.
Hampton, New Hampshire. Yep, representing.
Okay, and can you tell us about the contest that you're in?
Yes, I'm in the 2013 Maxim Hometown Hotties Competition. They have it once a year, every year. This year, I made it all the way to the finalist position, the top 10 out of 2,000 girls from all over the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it was awesome. Really cool. I've been in the competition before, but I've never made it this far. So it was just a blessing in disguise. It was just so awesome.
Very cool.
Definitely.
Well, we certainly want to, you know, follow you through this competition and support you. I understand that you'll have an audio clip that we can share soon, but we certainly want to send people to your site and get people voting for you and get you through this competition on top.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys go on to maxim.com /hometownhotties, you'll see all the girls, and I'm the only one from New Hampshire, of course. There's just 10 of us. It's really simple. Go on there. There's a giant voting button that says vote for me. So vote for me.
daily.
Make sure
that every day.
Yeah, vote daily. You can vote on different devices. So you can vote on the computer and on your phone. As well as, you know, go on there. Click the Facebook like button. Tweet me. Check me out on Twitter. @Persephone L. if you don't know how to spell my name, you can just go check out maxim.com, and it's a lot easier for me to do it that way for you.
I will send you a friend request on Twitter a little bit later. My name is Cherry Garcia, and that's on Twitter. It's Cherry Garcia. And then I will start tweeting every day and trying to get as many people as I can to vote for you. We will continue this until when does this end? When does the voting end?
Because voting was supposed to start right about the time that Sandy hit, they postponed it. So it was originally supposed to end on the 26th of November. But I do believe now it's going to go till the 29th. Don't quote me, but...
Okay.
I'm hoping, you know, we get some good time in there. And I really appreciate you guys supporting me. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
It's so awesome to hear from fans, and I love to interact with fans. So anybody that hits me up on Twitter, it's always me. It's not a marketing company. It's me actually hitting you back, talking to you. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/Persephone L. And it's always me. It's nobody else. So
that's nice to know. That really is, you know, great to know that you're doing everything yourself and there's nobody behind the scenes acting as you.
Yeah.
We love the fact that you're a hometown hottie from New England. And, you know, I'm from Rhode Island. I'm representing The Amazing Race Season 16. Back a few years ago. So, you know, we love anybody from New England to represent this country, you know. So we hope you win. I was checking out your pictures on Google and them. And you're absolutely gorgeous. And so I wish you a lot of luck. And
I'm about to
vote right now, actually. So.
Oh, well, perfect.
Go.
Awesome.
Well, being
from New
England, she will be in the December issue of Maxim as well.
Nice. Well, I get the Max. I've been getting Maxim since it started. Right from the beginning. So I've been a Maxim guy for all my whole life. So,
you know what you'll really love, Louie? Guess who she just did a photo shoot? Guess where she just did a photo shoot? Well, you can't guess, but I'll tell you. It's for a UFC. It's for the king of UFC, as far as I'm concerned. Guess who that is?
Extreme Couture. Randy Couture.
Oh, man, that is so cool. That is so cool. He's my favorite.
Yeah, we were in his gym in Vegas. We shot with the two UFC fighters we shot with was one who calls himself the Kid and the Cowboy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we had a blast. It was a great time. The whole week in Vegas was just phenomenal.
Well, speaking of Vegas, we have somebody else I'm going to bring up on the line to let you say hi to before you go. He lives in Vegas. He's a disabled vet. He's going to be another special guest on our show tonight. He was just on a episode of American Restoration, and because he lives in Vegas and does all kinds of things in Vegas, I want you to be able to say hi to him before you leave. Dan Kaminsky, how are you?
I'm just fine, Sherry, and how about yourself?
Wonderful. I want you to be able to say hi to Persephone before she goes. I know you're out there in Vegas, and I know you love Maxim models.
Me? What would I like a model for? Come on now. Me?
Hey, Dan loves women,
Vegas,
period.
You have a place. What?
Dan loves women, period. That's the bottom line.
That's right.
Yeah, I just got to find one that loves me back.
Persephone, we will absolutely do everything we can to get this going. And I don't know if you remember Carissa, but we did the same thing for Carissa back a few years back. I think it was in 2009 or 10. We did the same thing with Carissa, and we just, you know, did basically the Twitter, the Facebook, and all of our shows, we announced her contest and just tried to blow it out of the water and get her as many votes as we could. And, you know, we'll do the same for you. We'd love to support something like this, and we certainly will try to do what we can to get you to the top and get the win on that contest.
Hey, Persephone,
Persephone, yeah. This is Paul from Minnesota. I'm also on the show. Would you do something along the line, do a little promo, and we can play it back, the audio clip, saying, you know, your name, you're on Maximum Hot, you know, vote for me. I had a great time on the Rad Reality Show. Your name and the Rad Reality Show, and then fill in whatever else you want to say about the voting.
Yes. Okay, absolutely. All right, ready?
Ready.
Hey, guys, my name's Persephone. I'm one of your 2013 Maxim's Hometown Hotties finalists, and I had a blast. Uh-oh, what are we called?
The Rad
Reality Show.
Hey guys, my name's Persephone. I'm one of your 2013 Hometown Hotties finalists. I had a blast here on the Rad Reality Show.
I'm having a hard time doing the show. I keep watching your video right now.
Okay, everybody that's up on the line, just hold on 1 second, and I want to clean. I can edit this together, Persephone,
okay.
And just say I had a great time on the Rad Reality Show. I had a great time on the Rad Reality Show. Go.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
I had a great time on the Rad Reality Show.
Thanks, sweetie.
Thank you so much. You have a great night, babe.
All right, make sure everybody checks me out on Maxim.com.
We will
thank
do
you,
that.
Come to Vegas, come look me up.
Oh, I will.
I'll talk
thank
to you a little
so
later.
Much.
I'll right, talk to you later, Persephone.
Right,
bye-bye.
Woo-hoo. Wow. Had a little surprise for you.
What's the link to her pictures?
No, don't give Dan any. No.
Dan, we need your attention. We'll give it to you at the end of the show.
Yeah, just go to Maxim.com, look up the Hometown Hotties, and you'll find it right there with several other beautiful women. But, I mean,
I
wish you a lot of luck.
I was kidding. Ben Boom Boom Room posted the link in there, Dan. So, do you see that?
I wasn't looking at the chat room.
Hey, can I ask a question before we...
We're supposed to be talking about the Amazing Race, guys.
You're actually going to encourage me about women now, are you?
Hey, the hell with the Amazing Race tonight. Let's move on. and I had a question. I'm on the Blog Talk Radio, but the blog section isn't popping up. Is there a reason?
The what section? The chat?
The blog, the section where you can talk and, you know, talk to other people, blogging.
Yeah. You'll probably have to refresh. Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to shut right now.
It took me twice to get it to come up, too, but it came up on a second try.
All right.
Yeah. I got the chat room, but I couldn't get the sound, so what's going on tonight.
Louie, you're going to be able to meet her at Toys for Tots because I'm going to be bringing her to at least one of the events.
That's awesome.
So, it'll be an awesome night. Maybe even better.
So Persephone's going to be at Toys for Tots, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What date is Toys for Tots?
What's that?
What date is Toys for Tots?
Now, Dan, you're not going. You know better.
Oh, no. I went to the Veterans Day Parade here in Vegas this morning.
Nice.
It was like 56 degrees outside. Yeah, I had my hoodie on, my blanket over me. You know, I got to have my little blankie like Linus from the ground. Two scarves, gloves. You know, I look like a popsicle out there. I'm going to New England in November, early December. Not a chance, people. I'm sorry. I rehabbed in New England, and that I spent a winter there. I rehabbed in there in 1980, and I don't want to spend another winter there. I'm sorry.
Think about this: in 2009, for Toys for Tots, when Lydia and Kevin got here from California, it was 90 degrees. There was pictures of them playing on the beach. The next night, it snowed.
Wow.
That's no good for you.
I just seen. I think it was Cowboy just reposted those pictures on his site here about maybe two, 3 weeks ago. They were walking. Picture of them all walking away.
On the beach. Loving the picture. That's such a good picture. Yeah. Now.
Hey. Before Terry, I'm just wondering, are we going to have Dan talk about the pencil first, or Amazing Race first, or?
No, let's have Dan talk about his pencil thing first, and his foundation and his show real quick. And Dan is the man. I love the guy to death. He's like a brother from another mother. I love him. So Dan, tell us about your pencil foundation first. What you're doing, your charity.
Well, I found a pencil dispenser that I bought offline. It didn't work. They did say it did. I took it up to Rick's Restoration, but I just wanted to make it work. And they liked it, and they asked me if I'd be on the show. Well, you know, that wasn't a real hard decision there.
Yeah.
And between the time that they said they were going to put me on there and then I was going to tape it, I figured, you know, I might as well give it back and let tape for it. And I donated to the Paralyzed Veterans of America here in Nevada. And right now it's up for raffle.
Wow.
I don't know how to explain. It's a really nice little pencil machine. You can go to NevadaPVA.org or pencilraffle.blogspot.com. And there's pictures of it, and the whole explanation of it is there. The raffle is going to be actually not going to be done until February 9th. I needed lead time to get it into a couple magazines that I wanted to get it into, but I couldn't release anything to the public or to even the publishers until I had a confirmed air date. Because, you know, I'd get in trouble, as Louis could tell you, the confidentiality agreements you sign and all that.
Yeah.
If I'd have let it out before they aired it, and it hit a magazine, here I am in trouble, and I'd be paying for it. But the episode I was on was called Busted Beamer. It aired again yesterday, somebody was telling me.
I posted it on my Facebook page and sent it out.
Right. I appreciate that, Cherry. And they haven't posted it on the History Channel's page yet. I did have the segment that a friend just took the clips of it and he put it on YouTube, but A&E, who owns the History Channel, didn't like the idea of me having it out there, so they pulled it from YouTube under copyright infringement. But once they post the show to the History Channel page, I can put it back up there. And hopefully that'll be in the next day or two. But the raffle tickets are there. I've been sitting in American at Rick's Restoration 2 to 3 hours a day since the 31st, and meeting all the tourists and actually having a lot of fun there, because everybody there just treats me very, very nice, and I'm just having a good time. If everybody could just go to pencilraffle.blogspot.com and hit the PayPal. You can use a credit card. You can use your PayPal, or you can use a credit card. Or if you want to use the snail mail, just send a check or a money order to the Nevada Paralyzed Veterans, and we will get you your tickets out to you. And I think the tickets even look pretty good. If If somebody wants some signed, Rick and Kelly Bell told me that they would sign some for me.
Awesome.
And whoever wins the dispenser, they have the opportunity to come back to Vegas and spend lunch with Rick and Kelly Bell and the whole crew there behind at Rick's Restorations and behind the scenes. It's about 4 to 5 hours, up to 6 people. And they get T-shirts and all types of good things out of it. They really literally get to know the principles of the show by having lunch with them and being in their world.
They get a full tour, get to see where they restore all of these items that they get on the show. The whole grand tour, from what I understand. Is that correct, Dan?
Correct. They'll actually be behind the scenes. You'll actually go into the workroom, into the rooms, and into their little lunch area, and literally sit there and talk with them, and not just a meet and greet. You'll have lunch with them. You're going to be there 4 to 5 hours, and the way they treat me up there, you know, they said, sure, you can come up, and as long as I'm not bothering people and all that kind of stuff. But they go out of their way to treat their fans and the people that come there. I mean, I've been to a couple of the other reality shows that are done here in Vegas, and the principals in there don't treat the fans anywhere near
comparison, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Rick's Restoration, there's always somebody there to take pictures with them. If possible, they'll break away from filming, and he'll run out there and spend 10-15 minutes with them, and then run back and start doing filming. And this is all while he's still actively doing restorations. Now, the man is just phenomenal how much energy he has. He's about my age. I sure don't have that much.
You have a ton of energy, brother.
You haven't seen him lately, Louie.
Dan, is that that pencil machine, is that the one I saw inside your house? Is that the one?
That's the exact one that was in my house.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. I remember you telling me about that. Very cool. It's a really cool machine.
There are pictures of it on my Facebook. If you could all go to Nevada, I can't remember the Facebook name.
No, but listen, just go to my Facebook page. Because I posted both of your, I posted the pencil thing and the disabled veteran site. Both of them are
okay.
Right on my Facebook page. So if you're trying to figure out where these places are, just go to my Facebook page and they're right there for you to go to. And
there's also a Facebook page for Nevada for Paralyzed Veterans of America Nevada chapter. Go on to that, and all the information is also there. And, you know, anybody, you will be getting your tickets, and the tickets are really nice. They're like a little souvenir. And the drawing right now is set up to at our annual banquet. Thank you, everybody, that kind of stuff. And if Rick and Kelly can get away, they've already told me that they will come and do the drawing if possible. If not, we'll try to do it right there at their shop. And it will be, and that will be up on YouTube as soon as possible, right after the drawing.
Right.
And, I really would like to make a nice chunk of money for this, for the organization. And The more
and that goes to the Nevada chapter of the Disabled American Veterans. Is that correct, Dan?
Paralyzed Veterans of America in Nevada chapter, yes.
Okay, there we go.
And, all the funds are going to them. What I paid for the machine and what I paid for the restoration, that's out of my pocket, and that's the way it's staying. The only thing coming out of the proceeds of the raffle are the tickets themselves, the flyers I've had printed up, and of course if you use PayPal, the PayPal does cost the organization a percentage to use. What is out of my pocket is out of my pocket, period.
Right.
God
well,
bless
Dan,
you.
Thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about this. This has been, something that is really near and dear to us, and particularly here on Veterans Day, we really wanted to have you come on and talk to us and tell us about this again, because we want to support this so much, and, we all love you. You've been a big supporter of our show for many years. You did so much for Ron, and you've been here for many, many years, and we want to support you as much as we can. And, I know Louie, and, we all wanted to have you on the show and talk about your charity, and we want to do what we can to support you. So we do appreciate you coming on the show and talking about this again. And I hope that you can get the video back up so people can see the video on YouTube soon. Sorry to hear that they took that down, but I did post on my Facebook page that the show was running again yesterday. I hope that many people have seen it on the History Channel, and we certainly hope that everyone will go and click on those links and buy as many raffle tickets as you can, because if you can make it out to Vegas, if you win this thing, it's going to be so, so worth it.
Absolutely.
And if you don't win, you know that what money you've spent has gone to one of the best charities you could give money to. These are disabled vets that have, spent their time to fight for this country, to keep us free and safe, and now they're in need. They may need a wheelchair. They may need medicine. Whatever their needs are, this organization checks them out, makes sure they're verified. They're not giving out money to anyone. They check them out and verify them first. And so your money is going to a verified cause to help out veterans who have been there for our country and now need our help. So what better cause can you give your money to? So buy as many raffle tickets as you can. We hope you win. It would be a great, great thing to do. So, Dan, thank you so, so very much for coming on the show. It's been great hearing your voice again. We absolutely adore you. And I'm glad we were able to have a Maxim model on for you, too.
No complaint there. No complaint. And I really appreciate y'all taking the time to listen to me again. And by February, y'all are going to hate seeing those posts. And that is just so amazing.
Never, brother. Never.
No.
As long as I keep getting them out there, I am going to do it. The more we can sell, the bigger the pocket, and the more things we can do with it.
Absolutely.
We don't just support the veterans. We also do a lot with disabled children here.
Okay.
So we pay it forward as much as possible.
Very good.
That's awesome.
So
Louie wants to start talking about the Amazing Race. So.
Yes, I just want to thank you again for letting me have on you. And Louis, if I don't talk to you before, happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
The 50th isn't a big deal because I've had mine a few times.
You know what, Dan? It's not even the 50th that's really bothering me. It's the whole idea that in 10 years I'm going to be 60. That's
shut up.
We have to talk to Paul about that one.
Yeah. 60
Dan, I love
45.
You, man. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you.
Thanks,
and
Dan.
And thank you so much for your service to our country.
Yeah,
and thank you for taking care of all those vets out there. You are such a sweetheart.
Thank you.
And we
God
love
bless,
you.
God bless.
Take care, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, what I want to really do, a couple of things really quick before I talk about the show, is, this coming week I am going to be 5-0. it is what it is. I stay in shape and try to stay, you know, looking good and, you know, for my girlfriend and everybody else. and my children, you know, just, and my job, you know, it's just who I am. But, what I want to say is, my girlfriend has taken me away, on a surprise trip somewhere. So I have no idea where I'm going for my 50th. So I'm coming back.
The Jersey Shore.
And then Sunday, I'm my birthday party. So I'm going to try to get a co-host to do my show that night, because I don't think I'll be in any condition to do the show.
We should make you do the show that night. It would be fun to hear you. See what
Jerry,
kind of shape you're in that night.
Jerry,
I will try to make an attempt to call in. Let's draw the line there, Jerry.
Jerry, you're just a little. You got that little devilish sound to you.
I love it.
Who, me?
All right. Tonight.
All right.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I don't know if Paul reduced the sound to that audio that I used the last time. I don't want to blow your eardrums out again. Okay. You did your own
yeah.
audio, so.
Yeah. Let me stop really quick by saying also that this past weekend, Mike and I did a charity event for the Sergeant Rehabilitation Center. Those of you who are not familiar with the Sergeant Rehabilitation Center, is a charity that donates to people who have brain injuries. Anything from, you know, people who've had car accidents or, you know, sport-type injuries, anything that where your brain has been, you know, damaged in whatever shape or form. It's a huge charity. It's a really good charity. Check it out. Look it up online.
Is that what they call TBI, the traumatic brain injury?
Yeah, but it's the Sergeant Rehabilitation Center. I think you're correct as far as that goes, but. They're the ones, this center, I don't know if it's strictly out of Rhode Island or it's all over the United States, but here in Rhode Island they had at the Cohesive Country Club this big dinner banquet where 300 people came to, and all high rollers, big money people, and they had celebrity waiters for every table. So it was a lot of news people. Mike Stenhouse, who used to be a Boston Red Sox player, was there. There was a Providence Bruin, he was there. I mean, then there was local, like, radio and TV celebrities, like, from news and radio there. And Mike and I shadowed one of the waiters for our table, and we served food, and we brought, like, police baseball caps and shirts and stuff like that to solicit money from these people. I mean, one guy was writing a check. He wrote a check for $500 like it was nothing, you know, for the charity.
Wow.
Our table alone raised over $1,200. So
wow.
We were
That's
pretty pumped
awesome,
about it. It was pretty Louis. Exciting. It was actually very exciting to do. It was a great charity event. And so I just wanted to bring that up real quick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Mike and I are still out there doing our things with charities. Just wanted to give a shout out to my boy Mike. Tonight, all right, The Amazing Race, season 21. This was leg number 7. And they were in Istanbul. I got to say this right because my girlfriend keeps correcting me. Istanbul,
No, you said in.
Istanbul. Istanbul, right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Already an interruption.
Istanbul, Turkey. And from there, they had to take a plane to Moscow, Russia, the largest capital in the world. So they went to the, the travel agent for tickets. There was three different flights. One was via Amsterdam, another one was via Munich, and the other one was via Frankfurt. Most of the teams was a few of the teams went between Amsterdam and Munich. The teams that took the Frankfurt via Frankfurt was Abby and Ryan and Josh and Brent. They when they got to Frankfurt, they missed the connecting flight, and they were stuck there till the next day in the afternoon. So we'll get back to them in a minute. So everybody was pretty much out at the same time, except that particular flight really screwed them. It's part of the game, And I'm really shocked that there was three different flights that they allowed to go out, for security reasons.
James was able to get out at one that was going to arrive at 2 a.m. And then there was the Abby and Ryan and Josh and Brent were going to get on one that was going to arrive at 3-something, and then Natalie and Nadia and Trey and Lexi were going to arrive at 4 a.m., but the middle ones that were going to arrive at 3-something, theirs had a layover, and the layover that was supposed to be an hour long wound up being longer, and they all missed their flight to Moscow and from Frankfurt, and that's why they all missed their flight, and they're just stuck.
All right, Louie, you teased me. I heard you say the security reason. So the Amazing Race normally doesn't like that many flights?
No, I don't know. That's why I'm concerned. I mean, I don't know. How do you keep track of, all these teams? I mean, all I recall is two gentlemen. One was with the British Secret Service. The other one was a Navy SEAL from the United States that watched over us. Are some of the camera guys and sound guys, this is a good question, are some of the camera guys and sound guys, as well as being what they do, also security in a way? And I think that's a very good possibility. I mean, I did remember them talking, like, where are you right now? You kind of figure that's what they're talking about when they're on the phone, type thing, with the security, they would check up on them. Like, where are you guys right now? What are you doing right now? Type thing. So, I just found it interesting. That's all. All right. So when they got there, they had to find, and I'm not pronouncing any Russian words, so we don't have to worry about me screwing that up. They had to go to Sculpture Park. James and Abba got there really early in the morning, and so they had to camp out overnight pretty much. But the park didn't open till 9:30 in the morning. All the teams pretty much caught up at that point, except for Abby and Ryan and Josh and Brent. And once they get in there, all right, see, I lied. I'm going to try to pronounce one of the words. It was a route info, Mostoversky, most, for the
perfect
next clue. Did I get it?
No, I don't know.
So, most of the risky, for the next clue, they had to take a taxi there. When they got there, it was a detour. They had to either had to alphabetize or synchronize. I'll tell you what.
I can't even pronounce alphabet, but alphabet.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to do either one of these things, man. They were both time-consuming.
This is a rough detour.
Real rough. This is one of the hotter ones I've seen in a while. Troy and Lexi stuck with the alphabetized, where they had to get the library card and then find the library book. And all the words and the words were in Russian, all right? So with the Russian lettering. So they had to figure out how to look up the book and then find it.
There was 24 million books all indexed and printed in Cyrillic.
It was insane. It was insane. James and Abba tried it, but they soon said, F this, and left.
Hey, you know what, though? I just want to point this out. It ruined the show for me to be constantly wondering, when are they gonna lose their backpacks? When are they going to lose their backpacks? When are they going to lose their backpacks? I hate that they give up that stuff in the commercials.
It's to drag people in, you know?
No,
I know, and they didn't show it right till near the end. It's typical advertising. It's typical, you know. So then the synchronized swimming was with they had to swim with these Russian Olympic team female swimmers, and that looked difficult.
That coach was, she was rough on him, too. She was like, no.
So James and James pretty much got there first, and they did it. Eventually got it down. They were funny. Natalie and Nadia, they ended up doing it, and they ended up getting it. And surprisingly, and it's how funny was that instructor when James and Abba got there, and she's like, oh, my God, what did she say?
I know
you got it.
She says, I'm already afraid.
Yes. So that was hilarious. That was, you know. That was good. And they did it. They ended up banging it out.
They did.
It reminded me of that, Mark and Bopper, when Bopper had to do that dance. I thought it was not possible.
Well, I mean, look.
They were doing belly flops at first.
You're in 20 feet of water, and you got to, float there, and you got to do the synchronized or anything. That had to be hard.
Oh, my God. You had to, after a while, you would have to say, I need a break. I am tiring out, because treading water is not easy.
No, it isn't. No, it is not. No, I agree.
I was surprised that Trey and Lexi made it through the library and got their clue from Olga.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they did well.
And did you see all the doors and the stairways that they had to go to just to get into the books? Oh, my goodness.
I know. That was, amazing. I can't believe that they did that leg and made it to find, the four books that they had to find with, that's a language and a alphabet that we don't even know.
Right.
It would be so lost.
What I'd like to know is, what I really would love to know is how long it took Trey and Lexi to do that. And I'd like to know how long it took them to do that synchronized swimming. It had to be a while.
I know, it would be really fun to find out those
nobody
tidbits.
Nobody went there and banged that right out. There's no way anybody went there. They had to be in that water for hours.
Nadia and Natalie wanted to quit and use the express pass, and James talked them out of it.
Well, they were smart. James and James, that was smart of them, first off. But they were right, though. They were right telling Natalie and Nadia, look, there's two teams that aren't even here yet. Why would you want to waste it?
James and James may have just saved the game for Natalie and Nadia by doing that.
If they would have used
that express pass on this challenge, they would have been, they could have been really hurting in another challenge, and they wouldn't have that express pass to use. So James and James really did them a huge favor.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, James and James, they're playing one hell of a game, and they're good guys. They're really good guys. Once they finished this detour, they got a route info, and they had to find the Tree of Love. Once they found the Tree of Love, it was a roadblock, and the roadblock was who was ready to unlock the future. They had to unlock 10 locks in order to remove this ribbon that had their next clue. When they removed the ribbon, they had this little canister, and they opened it up, and inside it was a ruble, and on the back of the ruble, or on the ruble, was a picture of their next clue, which was the pit stop. for this leg of the race. James, I'm sorry. Yep, here we go. All right. In the meantime, when James and Abbott got to the Tree of Love, they realized that they couldn't find their taxi. They didn't see their taxi. So they're looking for their taxi. They didn't find it. They even took a little hike down the road. It looked like about a half a mile to see if the taxi was their taxi. It wasn't their taxi. They came back. And I forget if it was James or Abba who said, we should just give up. And, you know, the other one said, no, let's not quit. Let's, you know, just finish this. But, I mean, they made some remarks to the fact, like, you know, we might as well just jump off the bridge into the water, blah, blah, blah. They were pretty funny about it. But they did it. And I'm glad they didn't quit, you know. So that's that with them. First on the mat at the pit stop was Trey and Lexi. And from Travelocity, they want a trip for two to Maui. What a beautiful vacation that's going to be. Now, if you notice the pattern this season so far, except for the very first show, which was that pass Ryan, thank you. Abby and Ryan got the pass for the $2 million. But other than that, every single prize has been a trip. Yep. There has not been one money prize or anything else so far this season. Usually, on leg seven of the race, what I've noticed since my season, as far as a pattern, it's always got to do with the number seven. Not tonight, though. Like my season, Steve Smitty and his daughter Allie Smith, they won that leg of the race, and they won a $7,000 credit card, and they won 7-Up soda for the rest of their life. Another show I've seen them, the guys win $7,000 a piece. You know, it always had to do with the number seven. For some reason, not tonight. Maybe 7-Up isn't a sponsor anymore. I don't know. I don't know. That was me. That was bothering me.
Yeah, and they're also, maybe it has to do with them maybe giving up an extra million at the end. I don't know.
Very, very good. Very good, Paul, because I did met when I was watching the show with my girlfriend. We were talking. I said, maybe that's the reason. I did say that tonight. I said, maybe the reason, because if they do give up another $1 million and it does happen, you know. So, yeah, good call. Coming in second was James and James. Coming in third was Natalie and Nadia. Twinny. And coming in fourth was James and Abba. But Phil said to them, you guys don't have your passports. You have to get your passports in order to move on. And what pops up on the screen? Bum, bum, bum. To be effing continued. What the hell is that bullshit? I was bummed.
Jerry, what was the first thing I said to you when I came on the phone?
I hate shows that are to be continued, and I cannot agree more. My heart dropped. It's so aggravating.
My thing was,
and I told my husband while we were watching it, while Abba was working on the keys, why wasn't James asking people, do you have a cell phone? Can I call the cab company and try to find the cab? Why wasn't he trying to find the cab?
Yeah,
I would have been feverishly trying to find the stupid cab, but he was just standing there.
Maybe they can't. Maybe they have to wait till the challenge is actually done.
We've seen other teams that have lost their cab,
She's right. She's right.
Okay.
They should have done that.
Okay.
Here's obviously the other lesson that future racers need to learn. You never leave your passport in a bag. It's always in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I always had mine in my fanny pack. I had the fanny pack. I had the Hulk Hogan fanny pack, and I always had it on me.
That makes it okay by calling it a Hulk Hogan?
Yes, it does. Yes. Why, what are you going to say to it? What are you going to say, fool?
I just couldn't understand why he was just standing there. I would have been, like, begging
yeah.
people, can I use your cell phone? We've lost all of our bags. It was in a taxi. I need to call the taxi company. Please let me use your cell phone. Please let me try to find my taxi. You know, I would have been, like, begging, crying, pleading, anything to try to find that taxi and get it back to me. And
yeah.
then when it did go to be continued, they were just sitting on a step. I would have been walking back to where I lost my taxi at and, again, begging people for their cell phones to try to call the taxi. I would have been
Absolutely.
Doing anything and everything to try to find that damn taxi cab.
God.
And they just...
Yeah.
And I love the Rockers. They're my favorite team. They've been my number one pick since the show started. And I just want them to try to find that taxi so bad. I want to reach to the TV and shake him and go, damn it, try to find it.
I'm hearing that in your voice. You're a little upset about it, I can tell.
I want him to try to find that taxi. I don't want him to go home.
I think they'll find it, hon. I think they're going to find it.
Oh, God, thank you.
I do. I do. I think, you know, they're going to end up, the embassy probably or something they might have got it turned in, you know, and hopefully it's just in time before the other teams finish off, so.
I certainly hope so. I think they're leading us up to all this drama, and I think you're right. I think the cab will pull up and go, oh, did you forget this?
Yeah.
You know?
You'll tweet it.
We've been looking for you, you know.
Yeah.
It's just something I want to go back to. Last week I was awfully upset with Natalie and Nadia for taking the money. Then I then watched them in their cab and interacting with the cab driver. That was so cute when they learned his name was Papa or whatever. And I just loved that segment. And so I'm kind of warming up to them. And then they come onto the mat and they finish third. And they grumbled about coming in third.
Oh, that bothered me.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah,
what happened?
They got onto the mat and they were like, this isn't good.
Yeah.
They were just so disgruntled with Phil. Like, he told them they were third and they were like, not good. Not good enough. You know, just
you're
like,
in third place. Are you kidding me? You're still racing in the race.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
They have just been an emotional roller coaster for me. That team. I love them. I hate them. I love them. I'm disappointed with them. It's all over the place. But I'm still loving the Chippendales, James and James. When they got the clue that they had to go to the Love Tree, they asked if any of the girls wanted to go with them. Here's the other thing that I did not understand is when Natalie and Nadia show up and they choose somebody to coach them in the synchronized routine, they pick somebody who didn't speak English.
That was kind of shocking. Yeah, I agree.
Huh. The first thing I think James did, they made sure they had some girl that's a coach that would speak English with them. And that's just...
Smart move.
Well. And then the other dynamic... was, and it kind of confused me, but I guess it's their word, that Abby and Ryan decided to stay behind. They finished. I mean, poor Josh and Brent. I mean, they just, I don't know if they'll ever finish that synchronized thing, but Abby and Ryan finished, and instead of leaving to go to the next stop, they said, we're going to stick here with them and wait till they're done.
And they're sitting there watching them. And Brent.
I think with them, Brent, with those two, I really think he's not going to be able to do it. And it's going to be, that's going to be their downfall.
They're going to have to take a penalty.
A penalty? Yeah, they're either going to have to take a penalty. Yeah, that's a possibility. That's going to be a big penalty.
I just think they're not going to be able to do it. And
no.
I mean, he just can't swim. That's just all there is to it. And, I mean, he was doing belly flops, and he kept taking in water when he would go under.
Oh,
he's just not a swimmer. And you you can't expect somebody who's not a swimmer to learn synchronized swimming of all things. I mean, just to learn to swim.
Well, here's another. Is this not the
under
other
pressure? Is not.
Is this not the other possibility, Cherry, that they decide to go to? Oh, they can't go to the library. That was
they
the other
can't.
Part. It was closed.
It closed. It closed
it's
at
closed.
4 p.m.
Exactly.
They could not
yep.
go up to the other leg unless
yep.
they want to spend the night and go to the library the following day, which I don't think they want to do. It would be better for them just to take the penalty and go on.
Exactly.
So
they cross their fingers.
No, this has gone on longer because of our guests at the beginning, but even though you gave me a shot by mentioning the big 6-0, I did put together a little clip for you for your birthday, and for those listening, it's coming up on the 15th, but we won't talk to you before then, so I want to just play this in honor of your birthday tonight. So
thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Good.
Now, speaking of Louis, don't forget to wish him a happy birthday. So anyways, Louis, here you go. This is your little birthday song.
You say it's your birthday.
Or Facebook him a happy birthday.
Thank you, Paul. That was a great birthday present, man.
That's cool.
Thank you so much. Love
you're
you.
Welcome.
Man, I love all you guys. You know, I really appreciate it. I mean, it's like, you know, we're a family that we don't see each other, but we, you know, no matter when we talk, it's like we never stop talking. We're always there for each other, and I appreciate that. I really do.
We love you more.
Have a great time wherever you end up going and at
right.
your party.
Bring your passport.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to hear what your birthday turned out to be like. I can't wait to hear the story behind all this. So,
I
you don't be
need
good.
See on TMZ first, you know.
That's a good one, Ben.
Oh, that is funny. Okay. All right, guys. I love you. Have a good night.
Thank you
amazing.
So much, Louis.
All right. God bless.
You take bye. Care. God bless, hon. You take
care.
Care. All right. Bye-bye. Wow. That was a great one, Ben.
That was pretty good. Thanks.
I just want to remind everyone, we don't talk about this very much, but, you know, we do get new listeners occasionally. And for those who hear the clips that we play at the beginning and end of each show, this show, the Rad Reality Show, was first brought on and developed by a very dear friend of ours, Mr. Ron Radkowitz. He started doing shows back in 2008. And he was born with a congenital heart defect. He didn't let that stop him. He was loved by all of the reality stars. Everyone just dearly loved Ron. He did 4 shows a week doing reality TV shows. And he just did a great job at doing what he loved. Sadly, his heart disease did catch up with him, and Ron passed away May 31st, 2011. The one thing that he didn't want to happen was he didn't want his show to die with him. And so all of us are continuing this show in Ron's legacy, and that is why we open and close each of our shows with an opening of Ron. We close the show with a clip of Ron. And you'll hear us play little clips of Ron here and there throughout our shows, throughout all of our shows. So for those people who might be new, I just want to mention that when you hear us talk about Ron, you hear us play clips of Ron, he was the founder of the
That's
Rad
right.
Reality Show. And we will never, ever let his name die. It is his show. It will always
and
be his show.
You might have picked up on, with his last name of Radkowitz, that's why it's called the Rad Reality Show. Short for Radkowitz.
Exactly.
And also, it's sounding like you're wrapping it up, Cherry, and I don't think you'd forget to mention what we have brewing for Tuesday, but...
No, I wasn't wrapping it up just yet. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Okay, because a lot of times when you start talking about Ron and our clips, it almost sounded like you were transitioning, so I was worried.
Big news. News.
We do have big, big news. First of all, tomorrow for Manic Monday, Michelle Costa is having a very special guest. We're having Gene from the Glass House, and we may be having another Glass House member as well. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. And on Tuesday, we have a very special, and we normally don't do Tuesday shows on any evening yet. We're still in talks about starting that up again, but we are doing a very special Tuesday edition show. We are doing the Hance Family Reunion Show. And this is going to be one epic, crazy show. We're getting all of the Hance family members together, bringing them up on...
Brothers, right?
Right, all the men, all the Hance family boys, and bringing them up on the air for a family reunion. They are all in, and, you know, the ones that work on the boats, they're all in town at the same time. None of them are out on the boats right now. And we thought it would be a great time. Right, it's a very rare occasion that they're all in at the same time. So we thought it would be a great time to bring them up on air and have a family reunion on air. We are going to be introducing a brother that's never been introduced on TV or radio before, Brian Hance. And so this is going to be a great, great show. If you have a question that you want to ask the Hance family, you can send it to myself, Cherry Garcia, on Facebook or on Twitter at Cherry Garcia, and it's CherryGarcia. Or you can send it to the Rad Reality Show group page. We will be only picking a few special callers that will be able to call in and ask their questions on air that night. Just because it's going to be a crazy night with that many people up on air with us. We will not be able to take that many callers. So we're going to handpick a few that will be able to call in and ask their questions, and then we're going to have prepared questions that we have selected from people's questions that they send in to us. And the rest of the show will just be the Hances being the Hances, and...
Yeah.
They are crazy. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, let me interject here, Terry, just to cover a couple of things. I'm thinking that you and I, as we're on the air, probably will have very little time to talk because they're going to be talking amongst themselves. But the brother, the Hanses that are going to be on are, you know, here's what we're certainly hoping. It'll be Russell, nephew Brandon, you know, the two from Survivor, Sean Hance, who was on with Russell on his Flipped Off show, and the Willie from Big Brother, and the Brian. We learned that Brian actually made it to the finals of The Biggest Loser.
Huh.
And so he was very close to being on a reality show. When he didn't make it on, he lost a ton of weight. So I'm really excited to hear, you know, how he was able to do that. And so, yeah, this is going to be a huge, huge show. So I'm excited about it. And it's, what, 10 p.m. on Tuesday, right, Cherry?
10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And I'm anxious for this one. This is going to be an epic, epic show. They have, you know, I've met all of them except for Brian, and I absolutely am Team Hance all the way. I love each and every one of them. They're all very special. And I don't know why there isn't a TV show that's following them around right now. They would be awesome TV.
You need to get them all in one place. You need to get them all the same job or something, you know. Then they got a show. Then they'd really have a show. Boy, that would be.
Well, I'm sure that if there was producers that said, you know, we're willing to do a show, you know, about your family, they would jump off those boats, I bet.
No doubt. Gotta take a chance, you know.
But, I mean, they just, they're all such crazy people. I mean, we had Brandon on the other night, and he was saying, you know, if we were all in a white padded room with nothing else in the room, we would find ways to entertain ourselves and others. And they would. They absolutely would. They're just that way. They're not going to sit around and twiddle their thumbs. They can't do that. They have to be doing something to not only entertain themselves, but to try to, you know, entertain others constantly. That's just the way they are.
I'm not going to promise anything, but Cherry, I've been kind of thinking we might even, there's two sisters. There's six brothers and two sisters in that family. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe we'll get one of the female Hanses on as a surprise. You never know what those brothers will come up with. One's Melanie.
Wow, that would be incredible. I don't know. If I was one of those Hans women, I don't know if I would want to be up on air with all those guys or not.
Good point.
They all tend to want all the attention, and so it's going to be an interesting show, I'm sure. So make sure you join us 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for the Hans Family Reunion right here on the Rad Reality Show Network. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you can type in questions in the chat room. You can send them to us, and we will get as many in as we can. So we will see how this one plays out. I'm sure it's going to be a blast.
Just hope they don't burn the place down.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I would do it if I actually had to bring them into a studio. Cause
I know. Have to get an off-site studio, you know.
I would almost be worried about that. But since they're just calling in, I'm game. So, and then after that, we wind back up to our Survivor Roundtable show on Thursdays. That is also at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, with Mr. Travis C. Samson, also known as Bubba, and we often bring on additional Survivor people with him, and that is a show where we recap Wednesday night's CBS Survivor show, and we have a lot of fun doing that as well. So make sure that you join all of our shows, and we'd love to have callers call in and join our shows. This is a sort of different sort of reality show. We want you to be part of our family, and you're welcome to call in and talk to our host, talk to our guests. You can be part of our family, and don't be shy about calling in. We want you to be part of the show. We want to connect you with the reality stars that you watch all the time on TV. That's why we have them on our shows. So don't be shy about calling in and talking to them. That's what we're here for. We want to connect you. We want you to talk to them. And they want to talk to you. So call in. Don't be shy.
I sure hope when we see people asking questions in the chat room that we're able to stop the Hance boys from talking so we can ask questions. I may be thinking, Cherry, that we might resurrect this little audio effect that I created a long time ago.
Oh!
Yeah, I would definitely keep that on hand, Paul.
Well, we certainly can't promise that we will ask every question that is posted. As I said, this is going to be a crazy show, and we will get as many questions in as we can. I will say this. We're not going to take any hate. We're not going to take any nastiness. This is a show for them, and we're only going to take, you know, kindness and love around here. So if you're a hater, just stay away. We don't put up with that.
Yep.
So that's one thing I wanted to get out of the way. If you come in and you're just spewing hate, that won't work. But, you know, we wanted to get the Hance guys up and let them talk about, you know, what they're doing and let them be the Hance guys, you know. Get them all together and let them have, you know, some time on air to, you know, just be them and have a little reunion before they have to go out. You know, they do some very, very serious jobs. They handle very dangerous liquids out there on the ocean. They do some really, really dangerous jobs. And so when they leave, they seriously don't know if they might not make it back. And I think sometimes that might be why they have so much fun when they come home, because they have had such, you know, a rough time out there where they're on their jobs and working so hard in such serious and dangerous conditions. When they come home, they let it all loose, you know. But we just wanted to give them a platform to come on and have a good time on the radio and enjoy themselves, talk about things they're doing, and have a great sort of family reunion on our show. And I think it's going to be a blast. So,
and let's give credit where credit is due. We really didn't come up with the idea. It was Brandon. Brandon was on our show, and he just, I can't remember how it evolved, but he just made a comment, kind of a passing comment. God, you know, we should get all the boys on at once. And Cherry just jumped on that and said, well, let's do it. Are they all in town? You know, I mean, his dad, Brandon's dad, Sean, has to go out the very next day. He's the first one, he said, to leave. But he kind of just kind of said it, not as a joke, but just kind of, you know, that would be a good idea. And Cherry goes, hell yeah, let's make it happen.
And myself and the Hance family PR person talked and started working on it the very next day. And
Leah,
we've been working on it since. And it's been a pleasure to do so. and I love her. She's an amazing woman, and we've got it together. She talked to them and nailed down a time. It just happened to work for us too, and Tuesday worked for them, and I believe at least one of them will be leaving the very next day. So this is very, very nice of them to spend the night before they have to go back out to spend on our show. So I'm very grateful to them for coming on our show the night before they have to go back out and, you know, spend time with fans of theirs and fans of ours on our show. So I do want everyone to make sure that you put this on your calendars and be here
spread
for this.
Spread the word.
It's going to be fun. There's promos that I've put out on the Red Reality Show group page, Red Reality Show main page, and on my Facebook page as well. Go to those pages, share those pages on your page, ask your friends to share them, tweet about it, spread the word. We want as many people as we can here on this Tuesday night on this special show. We want to show Team Hance some family love, get everyone here, spread the word. This is going to be a fun one. So I'm looking forward to this. And I don't know, Ben, you think we should have Persephone call in for Team Hance?
Oh, no.
I don't think so either. I think we'll let the Team Hance boys work their magic for their family show.
Ben, speaking of Persephone, we didn't have a lot of time to chat with her, but I don't know if you know anything about her background. Has she always been a model? Is she originally from New Hampshire? Did she move there? Or any little quick things you want to mention about her before we finish?
As far as I know, she's always been a New Hampshire girl. She actually trained to be a ballerina at a dance studio right up the street from me. She trained 14 years to do that. And then, of course, she went on to modeling, and, you know, the rest is history, or about to be history anyways.
Okay.
But she's really nice.
So how many years did you go to that ballet school?
Yeah, I'm not that good on my feet, buddy. I do what I can to get through the day without falling over, you know. I probably should have taken some classes.
He went out last night. He told me about Persephone possibly calling in last night. And I was trying to get the promo out. I knew he had gone out last night. And I'm trying to call him this afternoon. I knew he was sleeping still. But I'm trying to call him early this afternoon. And
early being like 3, too, by the way.
And I hated to call him, but I was trying to call Ben, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I know he's probably still in bed. But I really need to find out if she was going to call in so I could try to put it in the promo. Well, I shouldn't probably be talking about all this on air, but...
Oh, it's fine. Everybody knows. Well, it was actually here. The party was here. It was at the Boom Boom Room. And I do want to thank some of my friends, Chib and Colby and Julia, Tiara, Amber. There's a whole list. It goes on and on. I can do this all night. But they're great friends. They put on a wonderful party for me. I did stay up until almost daybreak, and then I slept, you know, right to Cherry's calls until...
I saw you posting photos at like 3 a.m. but I had just gotten a text from Louie that he had Dan calling in, so I had to go back out and update all the promos that I had put out. And I had just finished updating all these promos that I had put out all over Facebook and at different sites everywhere. I was just finishing the very last one that I had to update. And Ben calls and says, oh, by the way, I've got Persephone calling in. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Hey, So, listeners, the lesson is tune in. You never know who is going to be on.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
You just never know.
But she is really cool, and everyone should go to Maxim Magazine and just find the, it says Hometown Hotties on the top of the page somewhere. Click on it, and you'll see her. There's only one girl named Persephone. You know, I mean, even when I look on Facebook, there's like six or seven in the whole world. You know, so
she is beautiful.
Other things she mentioned, if you can't remember how to spell Persephone, which I had to copy and paste because I couldn't remember how to spell it, she said on the air, she said she's the only New Hampshire entry, so.
Exactly, yep, from my hometown of Hampton, so that's a good thing.
You know, we have so many people from that area.
I know.
You know, that are friends and reality people and just fans of ours from that area up there. It's amazing. I never thought I would know that many people from that area, but boy, I'm from the Midwest, and I've never known that many people from New England, but in the last few years, I've certainly met many from there, and I got to say, I love them all. And when I went to Toys for Tots last year and I went to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, those were some of the sweetest, most welcoming people I've ever met in my life. You know, and we talk a lot about Southern hospitality and, you know, there's many people, you know, down in the South. I mean, they are so welcoming and so sweet. But Portsmouth, New Hampshire, I'm telling you, they were just some of the nicest, sweetest people ever. And
I have to plug a phrase that is often used and backed up by people that have been here to Minnesota, but we have a phrase called Minnesota nice, and we're known for that up here as well. I'm not taking away anything from the New England area, as you mentioned, Cherry, but I just had to throw that in. By the way, we also topped the voter turnout again this year in Minnesota. We continue to lead the nation in voter turnout basically every year. And I just have to give a shout out and props to the Minnesota people. It was, I think, a little lower than 4 years ago. We were just under 75%.
And what is it you guys are calling? I know Minnesotians isn't correct. What are you?
Minnesotans. And people from Minneapolis, you'll love this one.
This is funny stuff. Now, you guys got to hear this. This is funny stuff. I laughed my ass off the first time I heard this. Go ahead, Paul. You got to tell us what people from St. Paul and people from Minneapolis and all these are called, because this is funny shit.
It's St. Paulites, but it's... But it's Minneapolitans.
Oh, that sounds tasty. Can I get a double pack of those?
That sounds like a drink to me.
Sounds like ice cream Neapolitan, but Minneapolitans, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
Minneapolis
cool.
is the city of lakes. And that's it's Greek Minneapolis, you know, city of lakes. Indianapolis is, you know, also has that Greek term at the end for city. But yes, Minneapolitans.
Boy, when they say you guys 10,000 lakes, they're not lying. I've flown over, and I've seen your 10,000 lakes. Jeez.
They did the count, and it's closer to 15,000.
Wow. Impressive. Very impressive.
So you're
going to take a drive out.
Cherry's a St. Louisian.
It's St. Louisans. Or St. Louisian, but really St.
Louisian. We're New Hampshire rights.
Hampshire-ites.
New Hampshire rights, yep.
Do you have
stalactites or stalagmites.
Portsmouthians?
Portsmouthians.
Portsmouthians.
Okay.
Port Smithsonian's.
Oh my goodness, this is funny. We should have some people send in what their towns are called. I laughed when I found out.
God.
St. Paulites.
Watch out with them. They're radical.
I'm telling you. That's crazy.
Oh, goodness. Hey, listen, my phone's beeping. It's finally going to die. I can't believe it lasted an hour and a half.
Thanks, Ben.
I didn't even charge it tonight.
It's been fun. Thank you for bringing Persephone on, and
yes.
We will get this on blast to just try to get her promoted as much as we possibly can. I'm sure Paul will do his magic with the clip. And
oh, yeah, no doubt.
When she
no
does
doubt.
That audio clip, please pass that on to Paul as well.
I'll get that. I'll have that for Thursday probably. So
awesome.
If I can get
awesome.
It sooner, I will. But she says it's getting done this week. So as soon as she has it, I'll convert it to audio. It's going to be an actual video. So I'll convert it to audio and then send it off to Paul or you. And
okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. It's been a pleasure as always. You have a great night and recuperate from your party. I'm sorry I had to wake you this morning.
No problem. I'm glad you woke me up before dinner time.
All right, Ben, you take care.
All right. Love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too. Take care, hon. Bye. Okay.
I know Ron would be upset. I know Joe is upset. But, Paul, a Minnesota Viking fan, I'm happy to know that the Bears lost.
Paul.
I know.
Paul.
Hey, people understand. Bears fans understand why I'd say that. We need to make up some ground. They're in first place. So how the Blues doing?
And the Blues? I wish.
No, I know. Last I heard, there's no progress on the hockey, right?
They talked for 4 days. 4 days, Paul. They talked.
I just know how to push your button. They got no further.
No further. Didn't get a thing done. They talked for 4 days in a room. 4 days and didn't get a thing accomplished. And that just gripes me to no end that, you know, they can go in there and talk about millions and billions, you know, and get nothing done. The fans are still sitting here waiting to see hockey. And they're just, you know, the billionaires and the millionaires are still fighting over, you know, who's going to get what millions. And the fans are still sitting here waiting to see hockey. It's just aggravating. And I don't know when they're going to come around and finally decide, you know, we need to start realizing that our fans are waiting on us and bring us some games. It's just irritating that, you know, they can talk that long and come out of the room and go, well, we didn't get anywhere. So, but since you said that in Ron Fowler, I'm going to do this.
Anyway.
pretty good at the audio search there, sweetie.
I had to in Ron's honor.
Yeah, that's
you know,
okay.
I mean, I'm sorry that Chi-Town Joe was gone already, but I had to for Ron. He would have wanted me to. I know you love your Vikings, and
you're glad they
won, but...
I actually, at one point, had put up the Vikings fight song on the audio clips, and I just searched for it, and I had deleted it, so...
You can't fight back with me.
I did a search because I was going to play it back at you.
We could have had an audio war.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, it's been a really fun night. We've had some awesome, awesome guests. And just
by
a lot
way,
of fun tonight.
I kind of thought this was happening. The Vikings are off next Sunday. We are on our bye week. When we come back the following Sunday, Minnesota at Chicago.
Oh.
Okay, now go ahead, wrap her up. But that's going to be a good one.
Well, every week, you've got so many new clips up here for me to choose from. It's really hard for me to finish to pick a clip that I want to play for the closer. We've got so many closing songs now.
All right. We do have a couple that are Sunday or Monday appropriate to close with. There's...
I'll let you pick one.
All right. And as we always do, as Cherry says, we close our show, every show, hearing from the creator of this, Ron Rad.
So thank you guys for stopping in. But I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show, but I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm gonna go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. But I'll see you tomorrow night.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. Guys, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Don't miss the show.
Thank you all so much for being here with us tonight. It's been a great and fun show. Remember to think about the veterans of this country and say thank you to them. Be kind to each other. Have a great night. Hope to see you all tomorrow for Manic Monday. Take care. Be kind to each other. God bless.